आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
We are discussing a very important topic, and the topic is mind. Shankaracharya says, "Nasti abhitya manaso atrikta." What is mind? Ignorance. Ignorance is equal to mind. Mind is equal to ignorance. Manohi abhidya bhavabandha hetu. Mind is abhidya, and it is the cause of our bandhan, bondage. Tasmin vinashte sakalam vinashtam. When the mind is destroyed, everything is destroyed. There is no world. Vijrambate asmin sakalam vijrambate. When mind manifests, the whole world manifests. Then he says the power of the mind. Sapne artha sunne. In the sapna there is no artha. Artha means there are no objects. No objects from the outside are entering inside. Artha sunne. Srijati swasaktya, and it creates by its own power. What? Bhokta. Bhokta means the dreamer. Then, viswa mana eva sarvam, and the dream world. Dreamer and the dream world created by the mind. There is no object going inside. Tathaiva jagratapi no vishesha. Then he is saying in the jagrat also, it's the same thing. We give so much importance to the waking state. He says the Jagrat is like Swapna only. तत् सर्वम एतम मनसो ब्रिजंबन दिस इज ऑल क्रिएशन ऑफ अवर माइंड ऑल क्रिएशन ऑफ माइंड इट इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द ड्रीम स्टेट सो देयरफॉर मेनी टाइम आई हैव सेड दिस आवर वेकिंग स्टेट इज ड्रीम नंबर वन एंड इन दिस ड्रीम नंबर वन वी सी ड्रीम नंबर टू एंड व्हेन वी कम आउट फ्रॉम द ड्रीम नंबर टू come to the dream number one state, we say dream number two is false. And when we come out from the dream number one, we come to the God conscious state, then we will say this dream number one is also false. But so long you are in the dream, it seems real. So long you are in the dream number two, even at that time somebody tells you this is false, you will not accept it. Similarly, in dream number one, when the teacher says you, this is false, though this is real. We all say it is real. Then he gives another example after dream, a deep sleep. He says, susupti kale manasi pralina. In the susupti, in the deep sleep, whatever, mind is in the causal state. Mind goes into the causal body. Naiva asti kinchit sakala prasiddha. There is nothing. Everybody knows this. It's the experience of everybody in the deep sleep. There is nothing. No word. Ata manah kalpita evam punsa. Oh punsa. Oh man, this is all kalpana. This is all the imagination of mind. Sansara etasya na vastuto astuti. Sansara is not there at all. Na vastuta, in reality, it is not there. Very difficult to digest. But when Shankaracharya is saying that, it's true. Who is Shankaracharya? Incarnation of Lord Shankar. Came for one particular purpose. Wrote the commentary and left this world. So if Bhagavan Shankar is saying, Sadashiv Samarambha, Shankaracharya Madhyama, Asmadacharya Paryanta, Bande Guru Parampara. So Lord Shiva is saying this. So if we have got that Shraddha, ki whatever is said here is correct, I may not be able to understand now, that is another thing. But it is true. Then he says, Vayuna niyate megha punaste neva niyate mansa kalpate bandha mochaste neva kalpate. Like the wind brings a cloud and cloud are scattered by the wind again. Similarly, this mind is imagining kalpate bandha and then again, you can get the mukti. So, bandhan and mukti is in mind. Dehadi sarvam vishe parikalpya ragam, how it is functioning. Dehadi vishe in the gross body or subtle body or adi vishe, it is parikalpya ragam, it is imagines. It imagines that it is giving me sukha. Therefore, it gets attached. Why we get attached? We think that this object, this person, this being is the source of joy. Therefore we get attached. And when the person, being or the object is the source of sorrow, we want to remain far away from that. Bhagnati tena purusam pasubad gunena. Gunen means robe. One meaning of the guna is the robe. Bhagnati. So this tadatmya, this attachment, this rag with the gross body, with the persons, being and the object, thinking that they are the source of joy, Bhagnati binds us. How? Like an animal, pasugat. Vairasya matra visyatta subhidaya paschadenam vimochyati tanman eva vandanat. But when you have got developed a distaste, when you don't like it, then the vairagya comes, vimochayati. So what is the net thing? We attach because it is the source of joy. We think it is a source of joy. But when we come to know that this is not the source of joy, we detach. So attachment means bandhan. Detachment means mukti. The whole Vedanta is only this much. तस्मात् मनः कारणस्य जन्तो बंधस्य मोक्षस्य च अवाभिधाने तस्मात् नाउ द निगमन नाउ द इन्फरेंस नाउ द कंक्लूजन ही सेज तस्मात् मनः कारणम् अस्य जन्तो फॉर ऑल बीइंग दिस माइंड इज द कॉज फॉर द बंधन एंड द मुक्ति बंधस्य हेतु मलिन रजोगुणै एंड व्हाट इज द कॉज ऑफ दिस बंधन रजोगुण व्हाट इज द रजोगुण रजोगुण इज दैट व्हेन द डिजायर कम्स योर माइंड बिकम्स एजिटेटेड Why desire comes? Because of the avidya. Not knowing our true nature that we are Ananda Swarup. We are the source of all bliss, all joy. We think, no. We are complete, purna, aham purna. But because of ignorance, we think we are not purna. We are apurna. So to make myself poon, we run out in the OET and try to collect the things, beings and objects of the world and try to make ourselves happy. Thinking these objects, persons and beings will give me happiness. But our own experiences, we never became happy so far. We tried to collect the things from the world. We accumulated wealth also, good investment also, still we are not happy. But we still try to continue to accumulate more. Muchasya suddha virajas tamastam. What is the moksha? Reduce rajas means what? Reduce your desires. Reduce your desire means what? Reduce your vasana. How can you reduce your vasana? If you understand the logic behind it, your vasana in 1 second will all go away. If you understand that there is no pleasure in the world, you will not run. One formula, all vasana is eradicated. That does not mean you will not go to the OET for food. You have to go to the OET for food. For water, you have to go there. For shelter, you have to go there. That is necessity. Otherwise, I don't. I am happy without all these things. And all the Mahatmas are the living example in Himalaya. They don't have anything there. They are happy. They come down or they go for the bhiksha only. Bhiksham dehi, khana de do bhai, khatam. And they are more peaceful, healthier than us. And some people ask, kaun si chakki ka maharaj, aata khate ho, batao humko. You are healthy, we are all thin. They joke. It's not the aata which make them happy.
Now, how to remove this bandhan? So if he said, Vivek Vairagya Gunatireka.
You want this?
So how to remove this ignorance? It is said, Viveka Vairagya, Guna Atireka, you have to increase. What? Vivek and Vairagya. How the Vivek and Vairagya will come? When you increase your Sattva Gun, then Vivek and Vairagya will come. So long you are in the Rajas and Tamas, Vivek is not going to come. Subtle intellect is not going to come. Suddhattvam Asadya Mano Vimutya, when this Sattva Gun comes, Asadya, when it comes, Suddham, what will happen? Mano bimukta, khatam.
So the Maya has got the three guna. Rajo and Tamogun is the cause of bondage and mukti lies in sattvagun. Mukti lies in the sattvagun. And what is our state? Our state is that manufacturing defect is there. All jiva are rajas, tamogun, pradhan.
वो ही सत्वगुण प्रधान, ईश्वर ही सत्वगुण प्रधान. Therefore he has got the knowledge. Therefore he is not bound by Maya. Therefore he is Mayapati. Very scientific. Therefore he is Mayapati. So Viveka Vairagya Guna Tatrika Sudhattam Asadya Manobhimukta Bhavati Buddhimato Mokcho Tabhyam Dirabhyam Bhavitabhyam Agre. So Agre, what we have to do? What we have to do? Increase your Sattvagun. Increase your Sattvagun. When Sattvagun comes, Sattvagun means mind is peaceful. When mind is peaceful means then you can think properly, correctly. When the mind is agitated, the decision also will not be correct. The Gurudev writes, when there is a preponderance of these two qualities of discrimination, vivek and dispassion, vairagya, in an individual, he can readily attain purity of mind. Vivek is the power to discriminate between real and unreal, between the spirit and the matter, between the self and not self, and vairagya is the capacity and the heroism to reject the unreal, the matter, the not self. When will you reject? OET. When you discriminate between real and unreal. What is real? What is unreal? Real is that the nitya vastu which will give me ananda, permanent ananda. And the anitya is all its nature is changing and perishable. It will give me sorrow only. Ultimately, it will give me sorrow only. Therefore, Lord has said, this OET is dukkhale. And in dukkhale, we all are searching dukkha. No, we all are searching sukh in dukkhale. Okay, in order to make the mind pure, one has to develop these two qualities by an intelligent self-denial of the sense pleasure, dispassion will increase. Intelligent self-denial is not saying that you come out of the OET 100%. Take from the OET only that much which is required. It is intelligent denial. By study, reflection and contemplation upon the scriptures, discrimination will increase. When the discriminative power is developed, it will help in increasing dispassion. When dispassion has increased, there will be a greater power of discrimination. They are both complementary to each other in their development. When the vairagya happens, mind is peaceful. When the mind is peaceful, you are able to study, think, reflect. What is the cause of viveka? What is the cause of vivek? Chitta Suddhi. How the Chitta Suddhi will happen? Karma Yoga. Chitta Suddhi is the prerequisite for vivek. If Chitta Suddhi is not there, that means your mind is rajasic and tamasic. You will roam in OET. What does that mean? That means the vasanas are more. How the vasanas will be reduced? Karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Working for the happiness of the Lord, not for my happiness. Only this much. You will work. But your work should make Lord happy. Ask this question again and again. This is karma yoga. When the agitation in the mind are reduced, the veil over the intellect is lifted, rajogun and tamogun get eliminated. Such a mind is useful in obtaining the total liberation. Now you know the path. You know the cause of bondage also. It is the rajas and tamas. We also know this thing that rajas and tamas is the manufacturing defect. And all the sattva, rajas and tamas is called the yog maya. It is with us. When the rajas and tamas is more, that means the sattva guna is less. When the sattva guna is less, we call it malin sattva, and this malin sattva is not sufficient to realize our own atman at this point of time. Therefore, we have to increase the sattva guna by effort. What is this effort? You have to understand, you have to do the vivek that the sukh is not there outside. Object has got no sukh. This vivek we have to do between real and unreal. The mind is not the instrument with which reality is comprehended. Mind is not the instrument through which you will comprehend the reality. You can never make Atman an object. Atman can never become an object. It can never comprehend. But through mind we have to go there, because in the mind itself the Atma Tattva is there. What is the local address of Atman? It's the mind. Where is the aham vritti? So Suddha aham is in the mind. Then the ego, we call it aham vritti. It is a vritti. It is a thought. Where is that? That is also in mind. Where is idam vritti, the whole world? That also is in mind. We have already seen, Shankaracharya says, the whole world is nothing but mind. So there are three things in mind. One is the Suddha aham, which is the source of all joy, which is sentient. Then there is a superimposition on that, is the aham vritti, which is you call ahankar. And there is idam vritti. So three things are there. So one by one we have to remove. First remove idam vritti. Then what remains? Two things remain. Suddha aham and aham vritti. Then try to find out the source of aham vritti. You reach to Suddha aham. So simple. Mathematics. Idam vritti, come to aham vritti, from aham vritti to Suddha aham. Simple. When the mind, when the pure mind is in his presence, the dissolution of individuality take place. When the pure mind is in his presence, pure mind means, when the idam vritti is not there, only the aham vritti is there, mind is sattvic, in his presence means in the presence of that aham, Suddha aham, this individuality of aham vritti dissolves. Did you get it? He says, when the mind is Suddha, that means in the sattvic state, how your jivatva, this ahankar is the jivatva, how this jivatva will go away? He said, idam vritti is gone. Now two things are there. Aham vritti and Suddha aham. Are you understanding this simple Sanskrit word? Suddha aham represents your Atman. Satchidananda. Suddha aham is there. Aham vritti is there. And the mind is in the sattvic state. What will happen? You try to reach the source of aham vritti, because aham vritti is also superimposed on Suddha aham. It is also a vritti. It is also a thought. Who is illuminating that thought? We have to find out. So in his presence, in the presence of that Suddha aham, this individuality, this ahankar dissolves. What remains then? Suddha aham remains. The pure mind here acts as a catalytic agent. This is why intelligent aspirants should strengthen these two qualities in themselves. If one is an intelligent student wanting to release oneself from the thraldom of the matter, one must try to develop the discrimination and dispassion in plenty. So next time when you go with the list, what you want from the store, you ask yourself, do I really need it now? You'll find half of the list is gone. Mano naam mahabhyagra visharanya bhumisu. Now he is comparing, this mind is as a tiger, mahabhyagra. And what he is doing? He is roaming in Vishaya Aranya Bhumisu, in the forest of the Vishaya. Vishaya means the sense object. The mind is roaming in the sense object. Charati yatra na gacchantu sadhavo mumuksu. But the sadhu, the virtuous and the mumuksu, they should not go in the jungle of the Vishaya. Go to the mall when you need something. Don't go for window shopping. Because you might be leaving back your purse, but your mind is there with you. You can't leave your mind back at home. So money is the byagra, tiger is there. What will happen? The moment you are doing the window shopping and all of a sudden, you see, we have seen many times that we have got unlimited amount of vasanas in us. They don't disturb us. But an object comes in front of us, what will happen? The vasana will come up. Oh, I like this. Bas. Vasana, I like this. But you don't have money, you don't have card now, what to do? You go back. Now you are started thinking, dhyayate obhishyan punsa, sangaste supajayate. You started thinking, oh, this object is very good, you know. It was going cheap also. It was on sale. Started thinking, and next day you run. Then he says, manah prasute vishyan aseshan. Manah prasuyate. Prasuyate delivers. Prasuyate, prasuti griha, delivery room. Mana prasuyate, so man, mind delivers. Vishayan, aseshan, all sense objects, it delivers. Sthul atmana, sushmataya, cha bhoktu. For my experience, it gives me gross and sushma. Sthul is gross, sushma is subtle. Both, it produced by, delivered by mind. What else? Sarir, varna, ashram, jati, bhedat. All the distinction between sarir, different type of sarir, jati, ashram. Then guna kriya hetu phalani nityam. Gun, qualities, kriya, action, hetu, motive, and phala, phalani nityam. And the fruits, it always continuously distinguish between all these things. This is gross, this is subtle, this is sarir, this is gun, this is kriya, this is... All distinctions are made there only. Now we come to 178.
Asanga chidrupamamum vimoya.
Asanga chidrupamum vimoya.
Dehendriya prana gunair nivadhya.
Dehendriya prana gunair nivadhya.
Aham mameti brahmaya tyajasram. Aham mameti brahmaya tyajasram. Mana svakriteshu phalopabhuktishu.
Mana svakriteshu
phalopabhuktishu. Asanga chidrupamamum vimoya.
Asanga chidrupamam vimoya.
Dehendriya prana gunai nivadhya.
Dehendriya prana gunai nivadhya.
Aham mameti brahmaya tyajasram.
Aham mameti brahmaya tyajasram.
Mana svakriteshu phalopabhuktishu.
Mana svakriteshu phalopabhuktishu.
Asanga chidrupamamum vimoya. Dehendriya prana gunair nivadhya. Aham mameti brahmaya tyajasram. Mana svakriteshu phalopabhuktishu.
Now here the true nature of jiva is given. What is our true nature? This says asanga chidrup amum. This jiva is amum mane this. Asanga unattached chidrupam, pure intelligence. This is our true nature. Shuddha aham. Bimohaya but deludes. Dehendra prana gunai nibadya, deha, body, indriya, sense organs, prana gunai, with the ties of the prana, nibadya, binding. The mind deludes and binds us with the deha, indriya and prana. How mind deludes? Mind deludes by two gunas. The tamogun veils our shuddha. Our true nature is Suddham, but the Tamogun has veiled that Suddham, and after that it says, who are you? Oh, you are this sthula sarira, this body, indriya, prana, you are this. Projected. Who projected? Mind. Which guna projected? Rajogun projected. Since the Sattogun is less, we are not able to understand this. Then what thought come in? Because of this delusion, what thought comes in? Aham mameti brahmati ajasram. Aham and mam comes. I and my. This I is aham vritti. Mama, all my possession. And all my possessions are other than Atman. All our possessions are other than Atman. That means anatma. All possessions are anatma. So it causes the jeev to wander in this I and my. That is the cause of all our sorrow. When Arjun came to the battlefield, he was prepared, he knew that who will be on the opposite side. Kaurav will be there on the opposite side, that he knew very well. But when he came there, he was holding his Gandiv and standing on the rath and commanding to Lord Krishna, you take my chariot, I want to see who are the Maharathis on the other side who have come here to fight with Arjuna. And Lord said, chalo, le chalte hain. And Lord took the chariot and parted just in front of Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya. Something happened to Arjuna at that time. What is that? Aham and Mam. Ye mere hain, main inka hoon. I have played in the lap of Bhishma Pitama. And he is my guru, Dronacharya. He has taught me Dhanurvidya. So how am I going to kill them? Aham and Mam. And the great archer holding Gandiv started crying. Sat down. Left the bow and arrow. And told Krishna, no, you sir, I am not going to fight. What is the cause of our crying? I and my. What is the solution? If you don't want to cry. Arjuna asked, Lord, tell me what is my duty in this battlefield. See how much he was deluded at that time. He is asking Lord Krishna, what is my duty? What is my kartabya? But Lord understood, why is he crying? And that disease is called Arjun disease. We all are suffering with that Arjun disease. What is that Arjun disease? I and my. Yes. This is Arjuna disease. What is the solution? Atma-jnana. Therefore, in spite of the question being asked by Arjun, what is my duty? Lord didn't say your duty, oh fool, is to fight, get up. He didn't say that. He knew the only medicine for this sorrow is Atmajnan, and he started giving from verse number 11 on board the Atmajnan. But after giving Atmajnan up to 39 verse, still he didn't get up. Didn't work. The medicine did not work. Then Lord understood there is a blockage. What is this blockage? Some impurity of mind is there. Therefore, he started immediately after verse number 39, he started talking about Karma Yoga. Why it is not happening? Blockage is there. Your mind is not yet pure. You have to do Karma Yoga. Then you will understand. And at many places, Lord has said this Atmajnan. Aham Atma Gura Kesa, Ishwar Sarva Bhuta Naam. Many places he has said. But in the chapter 18, he said, yes, I have understood now. So Atmajnan is the only solution. So when mind and consciousness unites, they can never unite. Atma and Anatma can never unite like a water and oil can never mix together. But it appears to have united, then Aham and Mam comes. Then after this, what happened? Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta Sarup Jiva have become asuddha, baddha, jiva. He has become baddha. Nitya, suddha, buddha, mukta has become from nitya to anitya, suddha to asuddha, buddha, ajnani. From buddha he become ignorant, mukta, bandha. Now like we do the puja, om ajaya namaha, that is for Nitya Suddha Buddha. Now you can do the puja of Jiva. Om Jaya Namaha. For the Lord, Om Ajaya Namaha, not born. For the Jiva, we have to do the 108 names. Om Jaya Namaha. Om Nitya Namaha. Om Anitya Namaha. Om Suddha Namaha. Om Asuddha Namaha. Mana svakritesu phala bhaktisu, and mind experiences the varied experience of the results gathered by itself. When the mind in the rajasic state, you act in the world and the fruit of action will definitely come. Who will experience? Mind will experience. What is mind? Bhoga sadhanam. What is this body? Bhoga ayatanam tatvodha. Ayatanam is the place, a counter where all the transactions are happening. So mind, all the organs of perception will take the sense object. Where they will be processed? In the mind. Where the sukduk will happen? In the mind. So mind experiences all this.
अध्यासदोषात् पुरुषस्य संस्कृतिः अध्यासदोषात् पुरुषस्य संस्कृतिः अध्यासबन्धस्त्वमुनैव कल्पितः अध्यासबन्धस्त्वमुनैव कल्पितः रजस्तमो दोषवतो विवेकिनः रजस्तमो दोषवतो विवेकिनः जन्मादि दुःखस्य निदानमेतत् जन्मादि दुःखस्य निदानमेतत् अध्यास दोषात् पुरुषस्य संस्कृतिः अध्यास दोषात् पुरुषस्य संस्कृतिः अध्यास बन्धस्त्वमुनैव कल्पितः रजस्तमो दोषवतो विवेकिनः जन्मादि दुःखस्य निदानमेतत् अध्यास दोषात् पुरुषस्य संस्कृतिः अध्यास बन्धस्त्वमुनैव कल्पितः रजस्तमो दोषवतो विवेकिनः जन्मादि दुःखस्य निदानमेतत्
Now a technical word has come here, adhyas dosa. Adhyas dosat purusasya sanskriti. Sanskriti means transmigration. Why the jeev is transmigrating from the one body to another body, from one life to another life, from one world to another world? He said adhyas dosat. It is superimposition. Evil of the superimposition. Dosa. Dosa means evil. Adhyas means superimposition. It is because of the superimposition that the jiva is transmigrating from one life to another. So what is the cause of transmigration? Adhyas. If we remove this adhyas superimposition, no more transmigration. So the cause of transmigration from one life to another is the adhyas. And the evil of adhyas is making us from one life to another life. The question we asked in verse number 49 was, Ko nama bandha katamesa agata katham pratishtasya katham vimocha? What is this bondage? Where from it has come? Why is it still here? What is the liberation? Adhyas. What is this bondage? Because of adhyas dosa. Okay. What is adhyas? So definition is atasmin tad buddhi is adhyas. It is given in Brahma Sutra. Atasmin tad buddhi is adhyas. In that which is not that, the notion that is tad buddhi. Atasmin tad buddhi means it's a wrong notion. What is that wrong notion? I am thinking that to be real, but it is not real. Atasmin tad buddhi. In that which is not that, the notion is that it is that. We are thinking this whole anatma vastu is not real, but my buddhi is that. Whole anatma vastu is real. Atasmin tad buddhi. That which is not that, we are thinking it is that. Gross body, subtle body, whole world is not that Atman. We are thinking this whole thing is Atman. We are thinking the world is real. This is atasmin tad buddhi. Then what is knowledge? Tasmin tad buddhi, knowing that as that. Knowing a thing as it is tasmin tad buddhi. Atasmin tad buddhi is the superimposition, adhyas. And tasmin tad buddhi is knowledge. Knowing a thing as it is. All anatma vattu is changing and perishable. It is not real, is knowledge. Tasmin tad buddhi. But we think this whole world is real. Therefore, it is superimposition. What is the word meaning of adhyas? Adhi plus as is equal to adhyas. Adhi means on top, upari. As means sitting. Somebody is sitting on top. Adhi means top, Ask means sitting. So adhyas means somebody is sitting on top. What is this sitting on the top? Our wrong notion is sitting on that top. Rope is there. I am not able to see the rope. Then I see the snake. What is this snake? Adhi upari. On the top of the rope is sitting, us sitting. Who is sitting? Snake is sitting. Adhyas. Atman is there. We have superimposed gross body, subtle body and the causal body. We are not seeing the Atman. We are seeing gross body, subtle body, causal body is Atman. We are not seeing the rope. We are saying the snake is there. We are not seeing Atman. We are saying gross body, subtle body, causal body is there. Like the snake is superimposed on the rope, similarly this gross body, subtle body and the causal body is superimposed on the Atman. This is adhyas. So, but there is a mutual exchange between these two, you know. The rope lends existence to the snake. Where from the snake is getting the existence? From the rope. And it has transferred its shining, its color, its shape on the rope. So the rope has given existence to the snake, and snake has given its shape, size, color. Rope is rough, but the snake is soft, shining, polished. Superimposed. Gurudev writes, this theme of superimposition, adhyas, is very exhaustively discussed by Shankara in his introduction to the Brahma Sutra. He says the phenomenon of superimposition is not one-sided, not only is the truth misapprehended as the illusion, but the illusion is formally understood as the truth. We think anatma as atma. Atma is veiled and the anatma is projected. We think anatma is atma. That is atasmin tad buddhi. Anatma is not that tattva. So knowing anatma is tasmin tad buddhi. This is knowledge. But the illusion is not without a basis. When a rope is not seen as a rope, never do we in delusion see an elephant or a cow or a building instead of the rope. See. Upon a post, a ghost or a man can be superimposed, but never a cow or a snake. Hence, it is clear that although it be only a superimposition, still it strictly follows certain laws. When a snake is seen in the place of a rope, the illusory snake forms cover the form of the rope and the dharmas of the snake are superimposed on one another. The color, the shape and the rough surface of the rope are not seen, but the color, the shape and the smooth surface of the snake are seen instead. When these dharma of the snake are seen, we say the snake is. Isness is given by the rope. The snake exists. In fact, the snake is not. And the rope is. But we say rope is not. And the snake is. Sab ulta ho gaya. The rope is there. We are not seeing rope. Atman is there. We are not seeing the Atman. We are seeing. Instead of rope, we are seeing snake. So instead of Atman, we are seeing gross body, subtle body and the causal body. And not only that, we say this gross body, subtle body and causal body is real. Atma is not seen, therefore Atma is unreal. In real life also, we think Atma is not there, but mind is. But Shankaracharya says mind is not there. It's the ignorance. So what is the dharma of Atma? It is Ananda Sarup, Chit Sarup, Sant Sarup. And what is the dharma of the Anatma Vastu, which is superimposed? It is Dukkha Rup. It is inert, it is not Chit Rup. Just opposite. Adhyas bandha tu amana eva kalpata. Adhyas bandha, the bondage of adhyas tu and amana by this mind alone eva kalpita is created. So who has created? Mind has created. Who is the culprit? Mind is the culprit. Where is this sattva rajas tamoguna? In the mind. They are the moves of mind. So mind is playing all this trick. Mind is all. In the mind itself, there is a subject and object. Mind is an illusion. Greatest fraudster. The mind. It is both subject and object. A thing can be either a subject or object. But this mind is both subject and object. The ahankar, the ego, I, is the subject. And doing, remembering, deciding, these are all the objects. Both are in the mind. Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar is in mind. And if you inquire, you'll find it is not there. Manasam tukim marga ne krite naiva manasam marga arjavat is the straightforward marg. So simple and straightforward. In all other marg, in the karma yoga, in bhakti yoga, in ashtanga yoga, we try to change the situation outside. But the all experiences are happening inside. So Raman Maharshi says, why don't you check your mind? Is it there or not? Manasam tukim, what is mind? Marga ne krite, inquire, analyze. When you analyze, mind is not there. Marga Arjavati is straightforward marga. So what is the cause of this sorrow? It is a rajas tamo dosvat avivekena. Again it is tainted by rajas and tamas. Why? Avivekena, ignorant. If we understand this, all this problem is happening because of rajo and tamogun, and the solution also we know, then what we have to do? Reduce rajo and tamogun. Increase your sattagun. So develop sattagun, adhyas will go away. Develop sattagun, adhyas will go away. Suppose we are sitting in our dining room and seeing a movie with our children. Family time. Friday evening. That is the time normally they see picture with the children. Now you know this movie is real or not real. Child does not know. When he identifies with the film, he laughs, cries, and you know, achai, to kuch nahi hai. But the child, it is all viveka, abiveka. When the film is made, one actor said, you have to do a scene of as if you are a drunkard. So he tells his director to give me the original one. Then the acting will be good. He said the next scene is that you have to die, you have to take a poison. I will give you the original poison also. You have to die also. So we know movie is not real. But if we are attached, the problem starts. So in the life also we have to see the world as a movie. It's all happening in the mind. And who is giving the sentiency? The Atman is giving the sentiency. On the Atman, all this idam vritti, aham vritti is all playing. This is the movie going on. If you see that way, then you enjoy. So therefore, in the mind itself is the problem, in the mind itself is the solution. What is the problem of the mind? Manufacturing defect is rajastamagun pradhan. What is the solution? Solution lies in the sattagun. What is sattagun? Sattagun means is the knowledge. Knowledge. Rajogun, activity. Tamagun, inertia. So we have to develop. So in the world, you see, there are problems. Solutions are also there. In the forest, you will find the poisonous snakes are there, but jadi buti is also there. Is it not so? Similarly, in the Maya also, the poison is rajas and tamas, and the jadi buti, the solution is sattaguna. Janmadi dukkhasya nidanam etat. Misery of birth, etc. Nidanam cause this. This adhyas is to be removed by sattvic mind. So how the snake is removed? By the light. If you are not able to see the rope, you are seeing the snake, then what you have to do? You get a torch, see it, analyze it. Then you will find it is a rope, not a snake. Similarly, when you inquire the mind, you remove the idam vritti, remove the aham vritti, what remains there is the suddha aham, and you get. In next verse again, Shankaracharya is going to say, mind is avidya. If you live with this mind, then you are ignorant. If you live with this mind, then the mind, you are ignorant. That we'll see in our next class.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Rubyo Namaha Hari Om.